Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
From a land far, far away, where success is a long shot and the struggle really is real, comes a voice from the depths of the concrete, the bowels of the BX, a voice that can't be silenced, here to share his positivity. Welcome to the Hope of the Hood podcast.
All right, where were we?
Clean.
Sorry, I get excited about nothing sometimes. I'm known for that. I mean, that's not nothing.
This is good, though.
Come on, son. You see the fucking camouflage refrigerator?
Yeah.
I think he's got a refrigerator that looked like the wall in here. So this is my second time in the studio. Before we was on Grand Street. Mm. It was nice, but this shit is like, nigga, we could fucking roll. We could have a roller skating party.
Yeah.
In this fucking, on this floor. It's crazy. We didn't have the whole floor last time, too. And then the elevator comes straight here. Is it people still here? Yeah, shout out to him, man. CEO status from Switzerland, all the way from Stockholm. Yeah.
That's Sweden. He's
over
in Switzerland.
Son, they got Stockholm, right?
Yeah, they got one in Stockholm.
They got, come on.
Stockholm, that? Switzerland?
They got one in Venice.
Well, my bad.
We're at Venice?
They're Venice, Paris, Stockholm. I think there's one in France and New York.
Come on, so we international, but we local at the same time. So, the message, believe women, America hates us.
Which one you want?
You got multiple joints, though. You got the
Underpaid college graduate. White Lives Matter.
Well, I love that one. White Lives Matter.
We got two new designs coming out. Probably, I don't want to say when they're coming out. Yeah. But
we're going to bless PD with one. PD going to get one.
You know I'll be feeling lit when I got the, because I'll hold, like if you give me a sweater or a shirt or a hat, whatever it is, I'll hold until I know it's like, all right, there's going to be cameras there. You know what I'm saying? Sure. I'm like, there's a good chance there's going to be a good camera in the building, and I'm a rocket.
Yeah. Sometimes you post a picture, and then you tag me, and I look at it, I'm like, I'm not in this room. I'm like, oh, she got the hat on. It looks good. Blends in properly, clean.
But that's what I'm saying. So even with that, do you think your sense of style from when you were younger translated into what you're doing now, but as far as like,
but we were never
more of a message.
We were never the dudes that bought Iceberg clothing with the big IB on the. We were very subtle. Like we had the small polo.
I've had Iceberg.
Iceberg jeans with IB on the Elastics.
Yeah, exactly.
Bastards.
I've always been like just very straightforward, clean. Right. Never big branded, and we kind of brought that to the brand here.
I was hanging out with the drug dealers. So I was like, "Yo, you got Iceberg? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna save my money. I'm gonna buy one too."
You know how bad I wanted the Iceberg leather. I mean, that was so unfathomable for me to even want. Like, I would want shit.
You had no business even thinking about.
Like that even tells you like when I was getting money, you could see the type of kid I was. Like, because it comes out when you get money. You're like, oh, that's what you've been holding in this whole time. You've been constipated with a sauce-stipated. But I remember there was a fucking Snoopy leather. It was like an embossed leather. Is that even an embossed? What's the shit when it's like the print is like pushed out?
Or popped out.
Yeah, popped
embossed
out.
Embossed or debossed. Yeah.
So it was like a black leather with fucking Snoopy on the top of the house.
Yeah.
A black leather. You know how much that shit was probably like $1,500 or something ridiculous. Nice. Yep. My mom's rent wasn't even that much, son. That's probably like two months rent.
Yeah. I remember I had a Speedy Gonzalez sweater that I paid like $270 for it. And that was like junior year, 10th grade. And I was just like, looking back, I was like, what was I doing? Like, how?
Stunting.
Son, I remember I got a Coogi one time. It was a hand-me-down, but I still felt like I paid for it.
Yeah.
Because it was like...
Like his brother's sneakers.
Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? Like
relevance.
It was like relevance. $250, though. Like $250, $275, something crazy like that. At the time, like 97, 98. That shit was ridiculous, Jose. I'm talking about nigga, you might get ran for your sweater. They'll run down on you and pull it over you hockey style, punch you in the head for no reason. Even though you're giving it up, they're like, nah, you need to know. This is for your own good. So, you know, next time, don't even buy it. Don't even look at this type of shit on the shelf, son. But nah, so all right. So your style was subtle. Your style was more out there as far as like a little more eclectic.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I had eclectic. It was just like expensive. I was just like, right, that's cool, like, but I want to get fly. Like, I want to get the fly shit.
Yeah, you need the big logo.
Shout out to my Alexander Wang sweats that I'm wearing right now.
Okay. I see you on the inside. Wang. Actually, our old studio was upstairs from the spot over there.
Oh, from the Wang over there?
Yeah. I remember one time I was just walking down the block because I didn't know like what the store was. Or, like the first time I'm in the studio. And I'm like, before I went upstairs, I'm just like looking in the window. I'm like, oh, them t-shirts is lit right there. Like it was the old school rap album joint. Rap album, like rap covers. It was like that old school feel, like hip hop. Like
vintage
shirts. And I'm like, oh, that's just lit. I didn't even know what the store was. I didn't know it was Alexander Wang. I've know of Alexander, but I didn't even know it was that store. So then I go home, I'm like, let me look up this, like the shirts, which store, which brand is this? Come to find out, it's Alexander Wang.
$290.
Nigga, that was like for the low. And that's the other thing. The shirts varied in price depending on like the Aaliyah shirt, I think, was the most expensive. It was like $1,200. When I'm telling you, like, not even like the t-shirt looked like it was worn 20 years ago.
Our t-shirts are $30. AmericaHates.us.
Yeah, go check them out. You know what I'm saying? If you want the feel, if you want to be able to go protest, then you want to go to brunch, and then you're like, yo, you know what? I did a lot of positivity. Let me go to the strip club now.
All day.
But you still keeping it funky. You telling the strippers like, yo, this means America hates us. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you don't do what you do, but be conscious while you do it is what I'm saying. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Or it's like, yo, I believe women. Like, you could do your job, but I'm going to be respectful while I'm here.
Yeah, and anything you say, I'm going to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But not anything. Not at the strip club. Like, in real life.
Yeah. Because they be making up names, right?
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, even so. Still, yo, if that's what they identify as, are you to not believe Starburst? You know what I'm saying? Who are you, bro? Who are you to be like, nah, that ain't your name?
That's true.
Yeah. We all know that, but that's what she identifies
as. Believe women,
at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would say that our style, our taste, like, influences what we make because we're both, like, are very clean. Not we're both clean, but we have, like, minimalist taste almost and very, like, clean designs and stuff like that. We don't want to be, like, loud and obnoxious. So a lot of our stuff is like very nuanced, and that's what gives it, you know, the appeal and allows it to have a space in spite of all the other, you know, politically charged brands that are, you know, louder.
So what's the motivation behind?
We got two forms of motivation. One is to foster discussion. We want people to be speaking. I feel like a lot of problems going on in this country is because people want to be on their one side and people want to be the other side. People don't want to meet in the middle. So having designs that encourage conversation, we can form to be allies with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Second part, would you agree that's that'd be the first? And the second part, my initiative behind it was I've worked in nonprofits before. I got friends that work in nonprofits, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood. I figured, yo, we can make really dope clothing and give some of the proceeds back to organizations doing the groundwork for the marginalized. Because we define ourselves to be marginalized. Mm-hmm. We're not born in privilege. We're born as people of color in this country. There's the ACLU, there's Planned Parenthood, there's the Nana Project. The list goes on and on for groups that need resources or they would need funding. And so 20% of our proceeds go to these groups.
Mm-hmm.
And the dope thing about our website, our shopping experience you get, is you, Petey, you look for Make America Hate Again hat. You pick out the hat color that you want. Then the next page says, hey, where would you like your money to go to? So you have an option to pick the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and then a percentage or that portion of your order will go directly. I manually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a week or a month, you get a receipt from me or Planned Parenthood saying, hey, your contribution went there. Thank you for your support.
Oh, that's dope. So they know it's not no, you know what I'm saying, trickery going on. Not sure they know it's real. Because some people, that's the first thing they want to know. They're like, yo, you sure? Mm-hmm. You sure, my money? Yeah. I know you saying that, you know, you going to give 20% to them, but I see you looking real nice out here. See, you got some new J's. Oh, I see, boy. See, you got the Alexander Wang sweats.
No, but I feel like the people, like our demo, our target audience, they really care about where their money goes. They care about, you know, is this having a better cause if you look at, or a bigger cause if you look at companies like a Tom Shoes. Like,
right.
Tom Shoes might not be the most comfortable shoes. They might not be the best design shoes or technologically advanced, but people gravitate towards it because it's like, yo, if I buy a pair of Tom shoes, you know, a child is getting a brand new pair of shoes, so right. they're buying into the cause. But you know, T is very, you know, naturally, even before this brand, he was dedicating his time and he worked for nonprofits, so he genuinely wants to give back. It just so happens that also ties into, like, you know, it's a marketing opportunity to make that part be a part of the fabric of the brand. Like, this is a brand that we're not just making stuff and talking about it, but we're, you know, we're voting with our dollars and we're giving back.
That's pretty dope though, like out the gate, because I feel like a lot of times people don't do that. Like, they'll wait until it's like, yo, I'm big already, like huge, and now I'll make a contribution back to.
But we're not promised to be big. We may not be around in the years. Let's do what we can do now.
True.
Yeah.
And it's been fun. I got to meet a lot of cool people. I met Lena Waithe. She gave me a big hug, said she's proud of me. She supports me. I got a bunch of other actors and actors in Hollywood and sports figures going to come out within the coming weeks that have supported us. So it's been fun. It's been a process. It's been work. Mm. It's been meetings. It's been a lot of disagreements with us. And that's why I think you would ask the question how we stayed friends, because him and I never really beefed.
Yeah, that's bugged out too. Like, because I've done business with mad friends, and a lot of us ain't friends no more. Yeah. Or like, we just don't do business.
Yeah.
No more. But it's like, there was that strain. Even like what I was talking about earlier about like shoulder rolls and shit. A lot of times I'll hold on to shit with friends because it's like, yo, this is my man's and them. Or like, this is my home girl or whatever. And then it's like, let that shit go. Because you don't want to let it go. You're like, oh, well, it's so cool. And you're like, all right, well, we'll work it out. We could communicate over this. And it's like, nah, there's no communication. So, like, that's pretty dope, I think.
Yeah, it helps because I would say I'm more of the nervous, erratic, anxious person. He's just Mr. Cool. So I'll just come to him, yo, we should be doing this. And he'd be like, he'll give me a chance to process how I've been, come back to me, speak real clean, clear, and then we back cool again. Like, we've never really fallen out.
Right.
And I think that's important for not only some sort of business relationship, but a friendship. And to know this guy since 27 years, I know him. And I pretty much know everything about him.
That's fucking crazy, son.
And
27 years, right? I've known him longer than I've known my own little brother.
That's crazy. Yo, I don't even, like I said, I don't even know. Like, I know niggas, I don't even know. Like, I can't even afford to know these niggas. Like, you niggas is friends. Like, I got fucking accessories. Like, yeah. I don't even have friends. Like, these are dudes that's like... These are accessory dudes. Like, they're going to put the shit under your car seat. Yeah. They want to tell you about all the crazy shit they did. You're like, nah, I'm an accomplice now. You told me this shit. Now I'm part of your fucking story. Yeah. I can't unhear this shit. Like, I can't... I get questioned now. It's like, I got a subpoena. It's over for me. Yeah. I'm not going to rap, but...
Yeah.
I don't even... I want to be able to, like, nah, I don't know nothing. And then they get a lie detector test and they know that I don't know nothing. And yeah. Like, but nah, that's fucking dope. I mean, and like, that's why I said, like, you guys have a dope, you know, dope relationship from the beginning. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm the godfather of his daughter. So we life, we brothers.
All right, next question. I noticed on the gram, you drop a lot of gemstones.
Gemstones.
I listen to them, and I'll be like, a lot of times I'll be like, oh, words. Because I feel the same. I'm like, yes, true indeed. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, I was wondering... Because that's what I try to do with this podcast. Like, I try to get people on that are, like, just have a different story to some extent or just moving in a positive direction. Like, a lot of times people be out there and they be like, yo, Petey, let me do your joint. And I'm like, yo, this shit ain't, like, it's not that type of fucking party. Like, I'm not just inviting people to talk shit with. Like, we can do that on something else, but this is, like...
Yeah.
I want people to listen. Like, people actually listen to this shit and be like, on their way to work, like, oh, that shit was, I heard something in there that was inspirational or something that, you know, resonated with me to be like, oh, I'm moving in the right direction type of deal. And I just feel like, you know, I might not be, like I tell people, I don't have money to be no philanthropist or nothing, but I feel like a lot of the things that I didn't have up until this point, which was a lot of just like someone talking that shit that looked like me, Yep. You know what I mean? Like, that's
currency could important. Be more than money. Like, even if you don't have money to be a philanthropist, you could still contribute to someone's, you know, initiative in, right. in other ways.
But how, so I was gonna say, so the ill shit is one, you're saying some real shit on there. Two, you're not like hoarding this information, because a lot of times people will hoard this information because they feel, and it can help benefit mad people. But they feel like, yo, if I give someone this information, and I feel like that happens a lot in our community, especially, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I was telling someone the other day, I don't really get down with the tribalism shit too hard. I'm more of a person. Like, you got to be a good person to me overall, because there's that thing of like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I don't really, you know what I mean? What my man Chuck D said, every brother ain't a brother because it was a black hand that squeezed on Malcolm X the man. You feel me? Like, it's that thing of like, yo. So, but like, so you don't, it's like for everybody, it's like for the thing that you do, you don't hoard it. You give it away for free.
Yeah. So.
For fucking, but this like real gems that you're getting. Like, I just brought that up because it's like, I feel like a lot of times in our community, we don't be putting people on. Like we'll go to some. I was telling my homegirl this other day. I could show all the love in the world because that's just who I am. But I know that that's not, that rule don't apply for everybody. So I might pull up and a nigga be like, "Yo, why is this nigga here?" Because he feel like there's not enough room for everybody to live. Like, oh, yo, I was supposed to be the only dude from the Bronx City. I was supposed to be the only black dude. I was supposed to be whatever it is. Mm. So, like, people will hold on to information that can help someone possibly surpass them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is like, dude, you, I got friends that do shit that blow up, and I'm like, nigga, I blow up, son.
Yeah.
If I see y'all doing, like, y'all doing your thing, I feel like the, like, I'm connected, so like it's all family. So like, how do you where does that come from? Like, where does that even come from that you willing to give this away, something that's priceless, away to people for free?
I feel like, well, one, like you said, I don't like to hoard information, right? So even in like my bio or wherever, I call myself Rap Game John Stockton, not because he don't have any chips, but. You know, I'm trying to lead the league in assists. You know what I'm saying? That's something that makes me happy. That's something that contributes to my brand. That's something that, you know, offers me, like, credibility as far as my integrity. And I'm looking at this as, like, a marathon, right? I want to... Everything... I'm not worried about, like, short money. I don't want to stand in between you and someone else to pocket $50. Mm. I'd rather connect y'all, move out the way, shit works out well. Now, next time I bring you something, I have a good mark on my resume, you know what I'm saying? I'm credible. So I look at it. Obviously, there are some things that I won't give away, you know what I'm saying? Especially things that like are pillars of my business and maybe how I make money. But there's a lot of stuff that is up for grabs that I can just, you know, put people on. I don't lose anything by it. And if anything, I feel like it strengthens my brand. It lets me position myself as an authority in a certain space. And a lot of times, up until now, I've been a part of other things and helping facilitate other things, and I never really was able to associate value with my skill set. Mm-hmm. Like, there's things that are just so innate to me that I just know how to do that I don't even think that it's not common knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So even working with America Hates Us and talking to T, sometimes I might even get frustrated because I'm like, yo, how you don't understand? Like, how you don't know this? But then I realize, like, this is not normal. Like, this is something that you've learned over time.
Right.
So it's helped me establish my own value as my own brand. Mm-hmm. So I just started putting stuff on Instagram. Like, yo, when you send an email, like, you know, here's some do's and don'ts for sending a professional email, or here's do's and don'ts when you're printing merch, or...
That shit is mad. Like, I was telling who I had this conversation with last night, actually, at a spot. Like, I still apply mad hood shit to mad professional shit. But, like, not even, like, stupid. Like, I mean, like, way to beat niggas out the block. Like, serious, like, off the block, I can beat people mentally with, like, simple little moves.
Like, what? What's
the like, all right, here's the joint. All right, here's the joint, right? Like, if I know you got something, say you the plug, right? You got
something. Is this a street example or a real life example?
Real life. Oh, but it's like a street type
tactic,
of... Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, all right, there's mad people that... And you the plug. And mad people coming at you like, yo, can you give me this? Can you front me this? Can you give me this? Can you front me this? I will look at how everybody else asks, and I will come like so different than everybody else and be like, I wouldn't even ask. I'd be like, yo, so I'm not even, I'd always do the passive shit too. Like, I'm not even asking for anything, but I'm just curious. Like, what are you looking for when you do front somebody?
Yeah.
What are you like? So it's like already they're like, oh shit, this nigga's different, son. Yeah. What? He trying to find out what a nigga needs. You feel me? So it's like that type of approach where it's like, yo, you know, I like to tell, but like the same shit. I tell people like, yo, dude, I'm not no different than nobody else. Like some people look at me like, yo, how'd you get over there? How'd you? Mm. I just ask different questions.
Yeah.
And I had a little different like thing, but that's the block shit in me. Like, yeah. Like when niggas put me on, I was just the one nigga on the block that wasn't wilding out. Like they could trust me. It was like, yeah, it was something different than everybody else, mm-hmm, which was like, all right, put them on type of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who are like, yo, if you can't pick my brain, if you want to pick my brain, it comes with a consultation fee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'll let you pick my brain if you post your question on your Instagram page. Mm. Post your question on your Instagram page and then I'll answer it for free.
Right.
So now it's like, it's bigger than money. Now your help, I'm using your page, your platform to spread my message. I have access to your followers now. You're getting your question answered for free and I'm getting, you know, 1,100 or more people to see my page and follow me.
Right.
So, you know, it's brand new. I'm not even like, I've only been doing this for a couple of weeks, but the response is dope. You know, people are receptive to it.
No, that shit is lit. Because the other thing, too, is like that lead by example shit. Like, you're not like some dude on this couch being like, yo. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, when I was growing up, there was not saying there was niggas telling me or people telling me, older people telling me, yo, this is that. But I would always look at you like, yo, why you ain't living, B?
Mm.
Fuck you telling me about and you going to fucking, even my mom's. I wrote some shit this morning when I was like, yo, and no knock, you know, people, they have the knowledge they have, so it's not like they trying to consciously hold you back or keep you from learning some shit, but it's like certain things you gotta realize, like people are looking at you.
Mm.
So if I tell you, yo, you gotta be hot in these streets, and I'm not hot in these streets, yeah, I might as well get hot and then be like, you gotta get hot in these streets. Right, like, my mom used to be like, I remember my mom used to be like, yo, always be an individual.
Mm.
Always be like, just be yourself. Don't be a statistic.
Mm.
And I used to always walk away being like, well, why would we live? All the buildings look the same, though. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, why don't we even live somewhere that's like different? You telling me to be different when we live, all the buildings look the same. Be like,
what somebody are you can't tell you how to do something they've never done, right, essentially. But so, that's the whole thing about like.
But you making moves is what I'm saying. I see you in the truck or the car. And he's on the road as he's doing the
I'm probably like picking up shirts or dropping off shirts.
He's making moves is what I'm saying. Moves. So he's out here and he's like, yo, this is, I'm getting to it. And this is what it's about, which is like makes it even more fucking not believable, but tangible, I guess, to some extent. Where it's like, for me, one of my goals is not after this, but as I progress, I want to be a motivational speaker. Like, I want to be able to use my life as an example. As far as like,
I feel like you do that now on the stage.
Kind of, but it's still like, I want to be able to be like, to
word, because we were like, yo, Hope of the Hood. I'm like, yo, we're Hope of the Hood. Like, we feel like we
fit right in.
No, absolutely. Because it's like I said, all it is like, so it basically came from my mom's and just leaving the hood every day. So at first, nobody really believes you. Like, yo, I'm going to go do comedy. Mm. Everybody's like, all right, nigga, you say you're going to do a lot of shit you ain't never do. Like, you don't stick with nothing. You don't have that desire. We don't know you for having desire.
Yeah.
Like, you have a desire to just chill and get by and just chill. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, the more I kept going, the more motherfuckers started believing, and the more I seen, like, it was like, it gave other people, like, it made them feel some sort of liberation of like, yo, son, nigga, I'm coming straight off of my mom's and my sister putting up their crib for collateral at 29 years old, trying to tell them, like, I'm going to do comedy.
Mm.
And they're like, nigga, you just got out of jail right now, son. You better go to FedEx
and get your life right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and even that, so, like, I needed to do, like, to give them some sort of, proof.
Mm.
So, like, even now, that's what I'm saying, like, a lot of people become successful and then they're like, yo, here's my book on how I became successful.
Mm.
So with this podcast, it's almost like you can see on the way. I'm giving it to you live action from the mission.
Mm.
I'm not like, obviously, yeah, like I said, when I get to the bigger level, that's when I can really be like, yo, so this is how it worked. Mm-hmm. This was the formula.
So this is the part of the resume, right?
Yes, this is like part of the formula. And like, you guys, you're on the way up. You're on your way. And that, I mean, to me is up. To me, that's up. If you're on the way, that means you're up. There's going to be... No, I'm serious. Like, something... Like, I remember my man Kev. Shout out to my man Kev. He seen me one night at the... And this is my dude from, like... He's probably, like, the only dude. Like, how y'all cool. Mm-hmm. But, like, we... Y'all known each other longer than we... I know him from high school and shit. But he do his thing. He's part... I was performing at the Bronx Museum. And he, I didn't even know he was, like, one of the... chairman of the boards of the museum, like my man's.
Yeah.
This is my man's. He be in the fucking doing his thing. He gonna say where he be
in the hookah spot with you.
Nah, he be in some spots. But so son's like, I'm like, he's like, yo, boom, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to get to it and do my thing, trying to do my thing, whatever. He's like, yo, son. He's like, yo, you know where we from, B? He's like, yo, niggas don't even leave the cribs.
Yeah.
And that shit made me to like dial it back a little, and I was like, damn, son, I don't even really be. Like, I do look at that, but it's like when your man tell you that, like, it's different. Like, if you're thinking that, you almost feel like, am I just detached from where I'm from?
Right.
But when you see your man and he's like, yo, son, as long as you leave the house, nigga, as long as you left the block, you doing it big. No matter what you think of that you're doing, because then nobody can never say, like, I remember my older sister used to be like, yo, if I died and my husband died, where the fuck are my kids going? They got to go live with their grandparents. They can't chill with their uncle. Like, they got to be. And I used to be like, y'all ain't dying, yo. What the fuck y'all talking about, yo? Y'all bugging, yo. But it didn't hit me right away. Yeah. But then I was like, damn, yo. At least if they can't come with me, at least they could be like, yo, this nigga was on the grind.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have it at one time, a lump sum, they can't say you a slouch. Like, oh, you going to get it.
And I think that's like what you're saying about seeing the come up, like you said, like, oh, normally people wait till they're on to donate or give back.
Right.
But it's like you're seeing us do this in real time. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing from out the gate. It's like we're living what we're promoting. You know what I'm saying? We're doing. You're seeing our growth, like you saw from when we started with one hat. To, you know, thanks to social media, obviously, it's so transparent. Like, you see when we had one hat to now, you know, we've raised thousands of dollars for different organizations and we have celebrities fucking with us. And it's like, we are hope of the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, where we're from, we briefly described it earlier. There's not, I mean, luckily, there are a lot of other young people doing great things and donating. And we're in good company in that sense. So it's dope to just, you know, give back and not and still be who we are and not compromise and not feel like we can't. Like, we go and dress just like this to go speak to like charitable organizations. Like, yo, can we put you on our website? We wanna you know, have you be an option for people to donate to. And it's kind of, you know, take it or leave it. Like, this is us. We're not going in there suited up because we want to represent where we're from. And we don't want to detach ourselves from it. We want people to like see someone who looks like us but still have that, you know, that experience of like, oh, these are good dudes, you know what I'm saying, who are giving back and have a positive message,
because I give them hope, son. All like day. That's why I be saying, even like late night, like when the Conan and Colbert and shit, I'm like, nigga, I gotta do that shit. Like, I need a nigga from the hood to look at it, or like from around my way, and be like, oh shit, we don't gotta. You telling me I don't gotta wear a suit, son, to be somebody?
No, at all.
You telling me I don't gotta give it up this way to get some sort of props? Like, I think that shit is so important, bro. Like I said, if I
that's what,
like,
Jay said, right? He said, I do this for my culture to let you know what it looked like when a dude in the roast.
That's it. Mm. So it's like, yo, I never ever in my life had. So it seems so far away. I remember growing up, I used to think like you had to be like heir to some sort of a throne, seriously, or you had to be like, you, I always felt like you had to be in the loop, like you had to be, like, I didn't know, not until I got older, I'm like, oh shit, I started hearing stories about motherfuckers that dropped out of second grade. So that made me, now honestly, that shit made me look at myself and be like, yo, what you thought was all bullshit, son. The shit that held you back your whole life, thinking you didn't have a shot, thinking like, I remember I dropped out of high school after like, I think like the first year, ninth grade, right? And the main reason I dropped out is because I knew I wasn't going to school, so I was going to get left back regardless. And in my mind, I was like, yo, I don't want to be in the same grade as my younger cousin.
So I'm
real talk.
Yeah.
And even and on top of that, just the shit that was going on at the school was like, nigga, that's like the same reason I ain't go like, yo, son, nigga, this shit was, I see a nigga get shot in the face like before. You know when you gotta wait outside to get into school when it opens? Like, I see the nigga get shot, and I was like, yeah.
What school you went to?
I don't know, to Truman in the Bronx. Shit. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know if this is for me,
it's
man.
It's not the right fit.
Because, like, it's like,
you find yourself.
Why are
you
gonna
go a different direction?
Yeah, because it's like, yo, the shit's already happened on the, it's happening around the way. Why I'm gonna go to school? And it kind of showed me, like, what, to me at least, like, what was important. And then I'm like, yo, once I started seeing that, or hearing stories about that, I kind of felt like I always, like, it's like, you know, when you find out, for me, it came late. So once I found out, like, oh shit, there's a different way to think, B, now I want to tell everybody. But at the same time, I knew niggas were going to look at me like, well, what the fuck is you doing, son? Mm. So, like, until I figured out comedy, I was always applying that type of thing, but to different things. Like, I did clothing for a little bit, had a little run of that. Art, did that for a little bit. Because I never wanted a real job. So.
But you gave yourself a chance to figure out what you're good at, what you're not good at. You give yourself a chance. A lot of people don't even do that.
Right. But it was the principle. I think it was the principle of knowing, like, oh, this isn't, like, I remember I would look at, say, like, how you got your clothing line, right? You got a clothing choice. When we, like, 20 years ago, if you would have came through with, like, say, a fly Fly visor on or something, right, to match your Grant Hills or whatever it was, or you had a Tommy coat or jacket or, like, a Nautica windbreaker or, like, a North Face jacket, and we would look at these things, like, I would look at them and be like, well, that's Nautica, that's fucking, that's unobtainable as far as, like, producing that. Fast forward to now, it's like, nigga, you could put out your own fucking windbreaker suit. You could put out your fucking visor. There's not that thing, but it's just a thing of like, do you believe that you can fucking do it? Do you want to do it? Do you have excuses?
The access is there. It's just like, all right, cool. You want to do it? It costs, you know, $60 a piece, and there's a 50-piece minimum. Do you really want to do it? You know what I'm saying? You're going to save your money? Or you're waiting for someone else to come along with the bag and do it for you. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to work.
Right.
You don't want
to. But even now, I ain't going to front. Because when I started my shit, it was like, so I had like a little run. It was me and my man. Me and my man. It's still my best friend. But he lives in Miami. And
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So it was that thing, like, I don't know, I always had that thing to get fronted. I've always been a dude that could get fronted, son. Yeah. So my man's like, I had this idea for this t-shirt. My man's like, I was living with my roommate at the time. He designed the shit. He was a graphic designer. So anything I came up with, he was like, burp. But like, I didn't have that hustle in me. So I would come up with a million ideas. And nobody believed. Like, it would be lit. I think it would be like, yo, what you doing with that idea, son? You put it out? And I'm like, nah. So I would have like a whole folder of ideas of like mock-ups for shit. And niggas would be like, yo, that's just crazy. So one day I was at the sneaker store. And there was these Israeli dude. Shout out to my man, Alon B. The thing was like, so my boy's like pushes me. He's like, yo, son, even if you can just make a dozen. So I'm like, all right, cool. I go to my man, that's the Jewish plug, and I'm like, I know these niggas know everybody that does everything. So I go to him, I'm like, yo. But I'm like, yo, I gotta be mad enthused about this, right? So I'm like, yo, I was like, yo, do you know someone that prints shirts, like a screen printer or some shit? And he's like, yeah, what's up? What do we got? I'm like, yo, I got this idea, yo. I'm telling you, it's going to be hot. He's like, yo, it's going to be hot. He's like, yo, how much you trying to print? I was like a dozen. Mm. He was like, what the fuck, a dozen? He's like, what the fuck you going to do with a dozen shirts? You can't sell a dozen.
Yeah.
So he's like, yo, show me what it is. And I'm like, yo, I'm telling you, I don't even got to show you. It's going to be hot. So yeah. The nigga sees it. And just off the strength of like how hyped out, he was like, yo, you sure? I'm like, yo, I'm telling you, it's going to be hot.
Give me the money.
And it's the store right here. So I'm like, we could pump it right out of here. Mm. Like it was. And then the nigga's like, all right, he gets off the phone like, all right, here's what we going to do. He's like, you want to print a dozen? How about we print 12 dozen?
Shit.
And he's like, yo, 60-40. He's like, you keep 60. I get my investment and 40 back.
Mm-hmm. He's putting up the bread.
Nigga, when I tell you I got that quick little bag and I was so gassed, but then my best friend was like, because his grandmother had passed at the time. Mm-hmm. So she left him with some bread, and he seen how my shit was booming.
Oh, the shirts took, they were doing well. Mm-hmm.
The shits was booming. Mm-hmm. Like 12 dozen out the, like, niggas did the crazy run after that, but that was a too late run. Yeah. That was the run that was, the second run was not, it was too late. The second run. But it was enough to make my man that I was with every day be like, yo, how come you didn't come to me with that? I got bread.
Right,
and I was like, yo, could you really be shutting me down whenever I come? He's like, but you don't be following through with nothing. Mm. So then he's like, yo, let's go into business 50-50. I put up all the money. And you just keep pumping, coming with the ideas, and I put up the money. Mm-hmm. So I think, too, it's like that thing of, like, you do need your own money, but there's also the thing of, like, are you willing to work in it's like working without the
sweat equity. Yeah.
If you're not a scorer, can you assist?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think it's not only, like, if you don't have money, cool, but it's, like, the access is there for you to do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Today, more than ever, like, you could literally go on Squarespace and make a website. You could go, find a screen printer on Google. You could go to Alibaba for production. Yeah. The access is there. It's just, like, do you really want to do it? A lot of people are like, yo, I got this idea for an app. It's $10,000 to start my app. Oh, that's crazy. Like, yo, I'm about to go to bartending school. What? Like, so you're not as enthusiastic as you say you are. You know what I'm saying? Person. It's just like, so yeah, you don't got to get the bread. Like, yeah, if you have someone else who got the bread and you're willing to get some set equity, yeah.
But I think the passion, that's the main, like, if you got the passion, like, if a nigga's like, yo, this nigga knows something I don't know, and I don't want to be late with this. Yeah. I don't want to be late on this shit. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers will help you out, like, big, like, even for me, like, with comedy, that shit is crazy. Like, when dudes be helping me, it's like, these niggas don't owe me nothing. I don't owe them nothing, but I think it's like, yo, there's something they see that I try to exude, which is like, yo, I'm taking it fucking serious. Like, I'm not
here to fuck around.
Yeah, I'm not here to, like, if I'm not, if something ain't productive to me, I can't really fuck with it.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, people be like, yo, do you hang out? I'm like, nah, like, if there's something, if it's productive, if it's after something that I'm already doing, I'm not going out of my way for something that's not going to benefit me. Not to say I won't hang out, but not really. Like, niggas is old now. Like, come on, so niggas got shit to do, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even like honestly, my passion isn't not working. Like you mentioned, you just wanted to chill. Like, I don't want to work for somebody. Right. I want to work for myself, and I'll do, you know, whatever I need to do to work for myself. T's passion, I feel like, is in philanthropy. Is that what it's called? Like, giving back and helping. Mm-hmm. So it's like those two things together are, I feel like, he's a savage when it comes to like reaching out to people. Mm-hmm. or texting me like,
you're going in right now.
Or lining looks up. Like, it really does have a lot to do with passion, because I'll be like, yo, you want to fucking like link up and go do edibles and go to the movies? Nah, I gotta drop off all these packages, and then I got a meeting with this charter school. Like, hey, no doubt. So I gotta like go to my next like more degenerate friend. Like, yo, you wanna go do edibles? And like, yeah, let's go. And I'm like, all right, cool. So his passion is in like, you know, the giving back and spreading the message, and my passion is like, yo, I'm not trying to work for nobody, and I want to make fly shit.
Right.
Although I am like, you know, my morals are very much in line with what we promote, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, all of our initiatives and supporting the disenfranchised. But my driving force is like making fly shit, working smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. How can I cut some corners? And his passion is like, yo, I'm meeting with three charter schools today.
Sweat.
Sweat, like really beasting. So I think it's a perfect recipe.
I think it's driven by the fact that at a very early age, I had people in my corner. Like my oldest cousin was like, yo, you gonna be something with yourself.
See,
I got you.
Had that, son.
I know, but that's what I want to be for everybody else now.
I had the cheat code, son, this whole time.
I've had mentors. I've done Boys and Girls Club. I've done all that shit because I realized
the
importance.
You done Boys and Girls?
Club.
That's
what you said?
Club.
Oh. Yeah. The Big Brothers, whatever.
Big Bros, yeah.
And so, like, I feel like it helped anybody out in any sort of way, whether it's tutoring, mentoring, helping people just get on a train, learn how to use the train.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. We all have some time we can make for somebody. I just think, and that's what I think is dope about the web.
How do you teach people how to take, well, you teach them how to
But, like, social skills. Paper. Like, a lot of people don't leave the house unless they go out with their parents and parents. One organization I worked for, JCCA, Jewish Child Care Association, parents would just be swamped and they just would have their kids watching TV on the weekends. They didn't do anything with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
So a kid didn't have the social skills like interacting, ordering, you know, coffee or getting something at a restaurant. They lack that.
So you teach them like to go to the pizza shop and not wait to be like, you just say, yo, let me
like,
get
like,
a
you
slice.
Know, you got the kids who go to the barber shop and just sit there and like, and yo fam, you're not going to say nothing. You're just sitting here for 3 hours. Right, you're right, not going
to
speak
that,
up.
Something that we think is natural is not natural to everybody else.
Yeah.
So if you can just lend us a hand for like a weekend or afternoon. So. I think we all can get involved. It's not that much work. It's not that much effort.
Right.
But that's what I think is dope about the website because although, Petey, you may be like, yo, I mess with Planned Parenthood. I just didn't get around to donating. Now you don't even have to do that. You buy the shirt. You want the shirt.
Mm.
We'll take care of the donating for you.
I mean, I shout them out a lot of times when I'm on stage, though. I'll be like,
Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever I talk about the abortions, I'll be like, yo, shout out to Planned Parenthood. Ooh, yeah. P double. Yeah, I'd be like, P double. That shit. Planned Parenthood is
all
like.
R.I.P.
Yo, yeah. Yo, Planned Parenthood is like. Fucking summer lunch for dirt bags, like, because it's like, you know what I mean. You hungry, you need something to be, and they're like, yo, we got you, son. We know what you need, son. We know why you here.
And we need Planned Parenthood. We need it. We can't have it going anywhere.
That shit is a good look, B. Shout out to for real, like real talk.
Because
people think like, oh, like people laugh at it a lot, but I'm like, yo, this
clutch.
Is not. This is like for real, son. This is like
clutch.
This is for real, son. Because you know your boy. She would be like, damn, your pullout game is weak. I'm like, nigga, I don't play that game, so I don't pull out. Like, what the fuck do you mean pull out game, son?
Tracy Morgan
stays in, yeah, son. I don't pull out. That's not a game to me. But nah, I've been better though recently. Yeah, I've been chilling. But I'm trying to get my vasectomy game up like soon. They give those out for free at Planned Parenthood. If you got Medicaid.
What?
I don't know what kind of, you know, kind of incisions they make in Planned Parenthood. I don't know if they make the prettiest incisions. They fucking,
like a chainsaw.
They fuck around, cut you from your ankle and be like, all right, we're going to go through here. You're like, you're going into my balls. Now why are you starting to my toes?
You get what you pay for. You don't pay for nothing. So.
Nah, but that's fucking dope, man. Like, you know, giving back. So you like, it really motivates you.
Yeah.
You got to put me down to some shit. Put me down because I used to do something at the door over there on Broome Street.
I got you.
I used to do a, but the administration kind of shifted a little bit over there. But I used to do I put on a little show for them. Mm-hmm. I think I was telling you the other day. I put on a little show, a couple comics. Then we do like a Q&A afterwards, talk to the kids, you know, tell them like, yo, just go for yours, man. Yeah. Like, you see us here with y'all. And like, after this, we're going to do shows and we doing other things. Mm-hmm. But like, I think it's important to somehow... You know, like I said, if I just saw somebody cool, I think, doing something when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And not just doing what they felt like they had to do. I didn't even have one person that was like, you know how crazy it is for me with my nephews and shit? And my niece, when they be like, yo, are you going to go do comedy? That's how where you going? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go into the city to do comedy and tell jokes. Like, I know to them, at least that puts them in a different box.
Mm-hmm.
Than the kid that doesn't even have somebody like that in their life. That's like, oh shit, that's even a possibility.
Yeah.
To do some shit. And then people is, nobody shits on me. Like my moms and my, nobody goes, yo, but they used to. Not saying they used, but like they used to. They used to be like, yo, this nigga's not doing shit. He ain't go. And then all of a sudden, like that was the illest shit with my moms. Like it was the first time I seen her be like, oh, it's because her friend seen me and was like, yo, this nigga's lit. And so my moms was like, oh, this nigga lit?
We had that conversation the other day. It takes celebrities in Hollywood to wear our shit from our own friends to be like, yo, you doing your thing. I'm like, yo, you was with us when we started this. And now you got to see somebody on a big screen wearing the shit for you to be like, oh, I like what you're doing now.
But that's
like, yo, I need a pin.
Like, that's what I'm telling you.
Buy a shirt?
But that's like, but that's the tribalism.
Or the discount. Or the discount.
That's the tribalism shit right there. That's why it's like, yo, if my man Jose, I don't even know, you from Jersey. I'm not going to be like, yo, I don't fuck with dudes that's light-skinned with nice curls from Jersey because that's just the way it is, yeah. man. I fucks with the niggas I know, and that's it. But then on the flip side, my man's like, yo, I'll hook your whole shit up on the arm because I fucks with you.
Yeah.
And then my man that's like, yo, I fuck with you all day. Ah, nigga, I love you, man. I love you, man. Anybody say something about you, son?
Putting the murder game down.
That's it, son. And it's like, them niggas, I remember the OG, this reverend from the church I used to go to when I was a kid. He used to
say, shout out to Papa Dios.
Yo, shout out. He used to say, yo, real friends show up at the showdown, son.
Mm.
So the nigga, and that's another thing where you like, I think it was Tim Ferriss in the four hour work week. I know. See, that's how I know this nigga Young Make Moves over here. That's his new name, Young Making Moves. But he's like, yo, instead of asking somebody, like showing them a mock up and be like, hey, would you buy this? Like, mock that shit the fuck up and then try to sell it to him. Because it's easy for somebody to be like, yeah, word, yo, hell yeah, I think I'll buy 20 of those, dude. Yeah. Soon as you drop, I'm buying them all. Mm. And you in your mind like, ooh, I got a dozen sold out the gate. Yeah. Let me print these up.
Yeah.
Then when you print them up, a nigga be like, ah, you know, I gotta take my son to daycare. You know, the price of kale went up last week. Shit, price of kale.
People do all the time, especially in merch. I even put out a video on like how to combat that. But it's like, damn, this only comes in black and white. Yeah. Let me know when y'all make navy, blue, and red.
Yeah.
And then I'ma buy it. So now I was like, alright, yo, we gotta make navy, blue, and red. And then it's like, not only did no one buy it, but you, the one person who asked for it, didn't even buy it. You know what I'm saying? So,
and that was like an early lesson for me, cause he been down this game before and I'm new to it. So I'd be like, oh yeah, if we had pink, This would rock. He's like, you sure you want to do pink? I don't think we should do pink. I'm like, nah. A couple people told me they wanted the pink.
It'll be like a lot. Mad people said they wanted pink. Yeah, it was like four people.
And then now the pink comes, crickets, quiet. And he looks at me like, yeah. You know what I mean? Thing about him is he'll never say I told you so. He just let me sit in it. And I'm like, all right, you know, next time I won't do the pink.
Yo, we gotta support one another, man. If you listen to this shit, make sure you check him out. AmericaHates.us, Brooklyn Stick Up.
What about it?
I'm going into the other busymanagement.com. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, go to America Hates Us, AmericaHates.us.
Okay.
And follow us on Instagram at AmericaHatesUS.
Yo, how do you, when you're deciding who you want to rock with, like managerial status, like how do you determine, like, are you looking for somebody that's not a finished product? Or are you looking for somebody that's a finished product that's kind of like turnkey? Like, do you go like, all right?
I look for, aside from like the a la carte like services, like people who are paying me to do specific things.
Right.
In general, I look for things that are people that can give me access to things that I don't have access to already, or like people that exceed my reach, right? So I just started working with this chick, Ivy Rivera. She's a media personality. She's not generating, you know, money for me right now, but mm-hmm. she has access to a whole nother space, you know what I'm saying, dealing with media people. And it's an opportunity for me to learn, an opportunity for me in rooms that I maybe wouldn't be in managing a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Her reach exceeds mine in a lot of spaces, and she offers me access to a lot of different things. Like, she just got to deal with, you know, Lady Foot Action is fucking with her right now, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm on those email threads. That's you know, something that I could put in my pocket for when I need it. And then it allows me to, like, leverage things on top of one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got an artist. I got a media personality. I'm working with a clothing line. Mm-hmm. And every one thing is helping the other one, you know, benefit. So there's no, like, prerequisites. It's really just, like, someone who's going to match my effort, or really more, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just here to support what you're already doing. I'm not here to do nothing for you, you know what I'm saying? So that's it.
All right, last thing, last but not least. What would you tell a kid, or anybody that's, like, trying to find their way, they don't feel like they have the tools to do it, what would you tell the person that thinks the shit's supposed to be easy? The person that's the other thing. Like, back in the day, like, if I felt a little resistance, Because I was taught how to lose, essentially. Like, I was taught how to, like if that don't work, it ain't in God's plan. Like, that's how I was taught. I was taught, like, one door closed, another one opens. Like, it was never like, yo, keep knocking on the fucking door. Yeah. It was like, that ain't for you, and we, not people like us, don't get there. Yeah. You're going to have to suck a dick. Like, I've heard all kind of crazy shit, like... I remember my main man, son. This was my main man. Like, I made wild guap with this dude. Mm-hmm. My man's, and I'm like, we've done code D type of shit. Niggas be like, yo, son. Yo, all that comedy and all that shit, son. That shit ain't, like, you gonna have to suck a dick. Like, he used to be like, yo, when you wanna really get to that next level, when you really, 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 like, if you see these niggas out there getting it, yo, yeah. Them niggas done suck dicks on all of the, whoever you looking at that's on, them niggas had to at least kiss it, son.
What'd you say before? He said it's okay to kiss ass, just don't suck dick.
Yeah. I mean, that could be the answer to your question. It's okay to kiss ass. Like, sometimes you gotta kiss ass, but don't ever suck dick.
So
if that's your thing, you do what you do.
Right, not in a literal sense, in a figurative sense. Right. Like, you gotta kiss ass, cool, but like, don't ever compromise yourself to the point where you're out here sucking dick figuratively. Mm. But kissing ass is, you know, sometimes necessary. But as far as, like, you mentioned, like, you've never seen, you know, different things, or, you know, your niece and nephew seeing you go to comedy. I feel like, especially probably from being in Canarsie, like, where we were placed, like, my mom's was in advertising. Mm-hmm. My pops, he was a cop.
Okay.
But I was doing Nike Town scams with my drug dealer friends. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I got to see, like, both sides of it, and there's ways that you could apply both lifestyles to your advantage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could take some street shit, but with a professional edge and really, like, excel in that space. As far as, like, what I would tell a kid who, like, thinks, you know, there's no, not that there's no hope, but they're just stuck. They don't know what to do.
They think it's no hope. It's okay. There's a lot of people that, because I've been, my whole life, I felt like, and I ain't gonna front, the illest shit to me was like trying to make sense of why my mans and them, like, I went away and came back, and I would try to make sense of, like, yo, why my mans and them is smoking crack, or like, why my mans is fucking, what they call that shit, when you like bipolar and they got you on the drugs and all, like, a lot of my friends, family was on that shit. And I was trying to make sense of, like, yo, how come, whatever, like, what's the difference between me and them? And that's kind of where the name of this shit come from. It's like, I had hope. Mm. Like, I had hope that shit was, I had hope, like, oh, I got hope in myself. This shit's going to be better. I'm going to make it better. And, like, when you see a nigga with no hope, son, that's like, you got nothing to lose at that point. Like, there's no hope. So what do you tell the dude with no hope?
I guess I could give a short, very, very abridged story, because I can't really put it into words, but I was interning at Columbia Records, and I was in the video department of alphabetizing DVDs, like, for direct music video directors. A dude gets off the elevator, he got long hair, white dude, he got gold teeth, and, like, but not in the regular, like, he got them on his molars, like, on the side. Mm-hmm. He's like, what's up, man? I just got signed to Columbia. I'm like, oh, word, congrats. I dap him, he keeps moving. Columbia shoots the video for $8,000. He starts recording his album. In the middle of that process, the A&R who, like, signed him, they leave. The whole urban department of Columbia gets dismantled. He gets dropped. Fast forward, he pops up on the cover of XXL. And it was Yellow Wolf.
Okay.
It was like Shady Aftermath, like, new signing, or Shady 2.0, I think is what it said. And mad people were like, yo, where this dude come from? He came out of nowhere. Eminem just signed him because he's white. And before that, when the dude I was interning for, I was like, yo, how do you get on? Like, how does someone get put you on? You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, nobody gets put on. It just looks like you get put on because you don't know them, and then the next day you see them. You know what I'm saying? It takes years, but to you it just happens overnight because you don't know what happened. So when I'm seeing everybody talk about Yellow Wolf and shitting on him, like, regardless of what you think about Yellow Wolf's music, I seen him get signed. Like, imagine being signed. That's the highlight of your life. And then you got to tell your family, yo, they dropped me, the label. Like, it's a wrap. The label's not there anymore. You know what I'm saying? They shot an album, they shot a video, never came out.
Like, yeah, you still got that gold necklace? Like,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he, like, it all boils down to hope. I guess that's the best way to put it. Like, after that, after he got dropped, he put out a dope mixtape called Trunk Music. And eventually he got the attention of Shady, and he got signed, and he got on the cover of XXL. But he could have taken that major setback. Like, Yellow Wolf been on reality television. You know what I'm saying? He was on that show with Missy Elliott. He got signed. He got dropped. He's independent, but he maintained hope. He kept pushing forward. And then, you know, a lot of people are going to think it happens overnight, but overnight success takes 10 years to happen. You right. know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so along with hope, you need push.
Resilience.
You need that resilience. And my quick advice on that is...
I said mine was going to be quick. But it wasn't
mine's going to be quicker.
It don't got to be.
No, that's my...
This ain't Hot 97 rhyme ready. We can chop this shit up in three sections if we want.
Law school
my man
me,
said he's ready to fucking mix and master this shit right now.
I'm ready. Law school taught me KISS, keep it simple, stupid. So, find yourself a mentor. Mm. Find yourself someone that influences you and influences others. If you can't directly talk to them, follow them, see what they're up to, try to emulate things that you like from them, develop things that you're good at yourself, but put the work in. Because a lot of times people will take that route, like, I got dropped. Oh, well, I'm back to working at UPS or something like that. Put the work in and find people that are doing what you're doing.
Right.
And you know, you taught me this very well, too. You said, go talk to X or Y. Go talk to them. And I was like, Petey, bro, you're like, nah, just do it. Just do it. I co-sign you, you're good. You gotta put forth the energy. You gotta put forth the effort.
Right. Because you know where you come. I mean, you know what you're coming. Like, you know your motive. And it's a positive motive.
But sometimes you could be intimidated not being in the game and not being used to it. Sometimes you guys just bite the bullet.
Yeah.
And just, worst they can say is beat it.
But that's crazy. That I didn't even, like, that's mad important because I felt like that's what helped me too at the gate was the mentor shit. Like, you know what I used to do when I first started? I would go to, But somebody, like, I was reading books, like, you know what I mean, that kind of helped me, like, oh, shit. Nobody really put me on, like, to the knowledge. It was like, so I was applying it, but, like, I would just see what other success, not even what I was doing in comedy, just in life, like, different people.
That's how you read that Tim Ferriss book.
Yeah. So I would just see what, so I would go to, I would go to shows, and I would, like, watch the whole show, and I would see, like, who I thought was the funniest person. And I would remember something that they said that was mad funny, that killed. And I would always lead off with that. I'd be like, yo, that joke you did, woo, was mad funny, man. And like, and you know, they go, like, oh, man, thanks. And I would be like, yo, I'm a new comic. Like, I'm not on no groupie shit or nothing like that. But if you could give me, like, one little word of advice that could help me along my way, what would it be? Whatever. And they would, ten times out of ten, they would give me a jewel. And I'd put it in my pocket. And I would apply that shit. And, like, all the other homies that was on the same grade as me as far as time in, they didn't have that knowledge that I had that this person that I kind of looked for. So even with that, it was like these people were mentoring me without even really knowing that I was getting jewels from them. Or like you said, even just watching somebody that you like, oh, this dude is way nicer than everybody else. Yeah. Let me kind of try to, like, see what makes it that way. Because and that's the whack shit is, like, when people... That's like if you know something, you know something. Like how you do the IG story. That's like if you knew something, again. But you was like, nah, son, because if I tell these niggas, like, the difference between merch and promotional shit, these niggas is going, they going to leapfrog me. Or like, whatever it is. Like, nah, son, come on. But that's a lot of people's like that.
Yeah, the crab and bucket mentality.
But I think that shit's mad important, though. Mm-hmm. All right, so... Thank you guys for coming out and spending time with me, your boy.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
So where can they find you again? Where can we find you? Social media?
Social media, Twitter, Instagram, at America Hates Us.
Shop AmericaHates.us.
You could also email me directly, AmericaHatesUs@gmail.com. And we get a lot of emails. We got a lot of people emailing us saying, they didn't even order anything. We like what you're doing. Keep it up. How can I get involved?
Nice.
Email me. I'm happy to take on new talent, new people that can help the brand.
And what about you, my dude?
You can email me at busy@busymgmt.com. Follow my personal page on Instagram at busymgmt.
You can tune in, get them jewels.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.